Proclamation number 8356 dated the December 17th, 1962. God's care for the vineyard laborers. Those of you who offer to work in my vineyard are being led and guided by me. Nevertheless, you must consider it a priority, for you receive and distribute everlasting spiritual possessions, whereas all secular work merely provides you with transient goods. And do you know how long your existence on earth will last? Hence, you can work and work and yet derive no benefit from what you acquire through earthly exertion. The work for me and my kingdom, however, is followed by many spiritual blessings which will be permanent and will also provide earthly benefits, for you will truly not need to live in want as long as you, as my servants, fulfill the will of your guardian. As long as you are of service to me during the last days before the end when I will particularly require your assistance. You can indeed believe that your earthly worries will diminish as long as you consider your work for me more important, for I said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Single quote: even so, as long as worldly needs are taken into account first, the work for me will fade into the background and then you will find it increasingly more difficult to commit yourselves to me and my kingdom. Your thoughts will be far more inclined towards the world. My kingdom, however, is not of this world and the human being must fight if he wants to make heartfelt contact with me again. But I urgently need you as fellow workers, because I don't force anyone to place himself at my disposal, since only a free act of cooperation will result in the blessing that the redemptive work will be successful, regardless of which work you accomplish for me. As soon as you are permeated by love for me and your neighbor, you are suitable assistants for me, and this love will always impart upon you the strength to work for me. Therefore, don't allow yourselves to become depressed by worldly worries, which I can easily avert and will indeed do so once you predominantly commit yourselves to the spiritual profit you will achieve through your keen cooperation, both for yourselves as well as for the souls needing redeeming and, not least of all, for me as well, once I have regained these souls for me through your activity for me and my kingdom. You should always bear in mind that every person's life can come to an end tomorrow and that no amount of earthly gain will be of use to you anymore, but that you may take the spiritually acquired rich treasure with you into the kingdom of the beyond, and that your activity in this kingdom will then be a blessed one, because then you may distribute and receive again without limit. And if those of you who want to serve me as faithful servants always bear a near end in mind, irrespective of whether it concerns the whole of the human race or just yourselves, then you will recognize the futility of earthly labor and will surely give priority to spiritual work, and you will certainly also be sustained by me myself. You will not need to suffer hardship, because I myself, as your guardian, will look after your physical needs as well, so that you will be able to accomplish your task. You should believe that I will always find means and ways, that nothing is impossible for me, that you only need to fulfill my will to be certain of my help at all times. However, I will often also put you to the test as to whether you are willing to resist the world's onslaught. And you need to pass such tests of faith, because precisely your faith must be particularly strong if you want to withstand my adversary's temptations, as he will confront you time and again in order to prevent you from working for me and my kingdom. But then you should know that my power is stronger and that I will certainly protect you from him if only you are willing to be of service to me. Amen.